Buzz on 97.7 The River.
It's week four of the NFL season. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the house. We're going to do our NFL picks. Not to brag, but Brad was 3-0 last week.
Yes, he was.
Are you going to not brag again, or what's the deal?
I'm going to keep bragging. Not bragging. Ben and I were both 2-1, but the overall standings have me comfortably in the lead. Not really.
That's pretty uncomfortable.
I'm 7-1.
I would just like to point out that my appeal has not been heard by the committee yet. Ever since you had the psychic on the show, suddenly your football picks have been on point. I'm just saying, shenanigans.
She's on next week too.
Oh no!
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So this is where we...
Listen, I'm not telling you to tell me what the picks are, but if I slide this piece of paper over, could you just highlight those?
All right, so wild card picks. So this is where we each pick a random game and tell you what we think.
We each. Like the psychic picks.
All right, well, psychicless Ben, what's your team?
Psychicless?
I don't know, maybe she can call and tell me who I should pick. I'm going Browns at Ravens this week. This is going to be, the Browns suffered a kind of a heartbreak loss. They were really fighting the whole game last week. Now they're on the road against Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson, who has not had a turnover yet this season. So they're playing on fire, even though they lost one game. Looking at them, looking at their run attack, looking at their pass, they are doing everything right. They're moving the football all the right way. They're keeping the run is keeping the defense honest. This is going to be a tough game for Cleveland. The only thing I can think is if Cleveland can muster up enough defensive ability to turn the ball over and try to get some interceptions. I don't honestly see that happening. I mean, maybe they get one pick or turnover, but I think that this is going to be Baltimore's game from the jump, and they're going to run away with it. Cleveland will still be in the hunt, but this is all Ravens all the time.
I was bullish on Dallas before the season started, and I'm still bullish on Dallas, although there is a lot of talk about, you know, how weak their schedule has been, and, you know, they played Miami, and, you know, there's a lot of talk about whether or not that offense is for real, because Dak Prescott has been on another planet. He's been playing so well. And New Orleans, you have to give them a lot of credit. They went into Seattle and won last week with no Drew Brees. That's a big deal.
Huge.
Now, I don't think Seattle is as good as they've been in the past. I mean, this is the first time that they've lost a September home game under the Pete Carroll regime, which is bananas.
That is bananas.
But we've seen some cracks in the armor there, and so I don't know how much credit you can give the Saints win, but without Drew Brees, it deserves a ton.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be where the Cowboys schedule is going to come home to roost, I think, because, again, it has been a little bit of a weak schedule. It's not their fault. You got to beat who's in front of you, but they're going to go in. It's a crazy environment in New Orleans. The Saints' defense is really stingy, and Jason Garrett is not the best coach, and Dak Prescott, he's won, but he's like never truly like carried a team over the hump. And it has just a feeling to me, just with their swagger and whatnot, that this could potentially be a look past game for them. Even though it's on the road, it's a tough place to play. They may be looking to kind of prove everybody wrong.
It's prime time too, though.
It's prime time. Yeah. That is true.
Sunday night.
I don't really trust them in prime time. I don't know what their schedule is, but I feel like every time I've watched them in prime time, it has not gone as well. The New Orleans Saints are going to knock them off.
Ooh.
I think the Cowboys. I'm still bullish on the Cowboys. Yeah, I think they're going to win that division after watching.
When the NFL schedules the Monday Night Football lineup and they go, man, we really want this divisional game between the Bengals and the Steelers. It's going to be, 2-0-3 teams on Monday Night Football in week four.
It's up to Tessitore and Booger McFarland to carry the ship once again.
That is not what they wrote up. I think it's interesting that the Bengals a narrow loss to Seattle, a narrow loss to the Bills, and they got steamrolled by the Niners. I'm going with the Bengals on a road win. They're going to get their first win on Monday Night Football under the lights. The Red Rifle's back, baby.
The only guy who can get a sunburn under the lights, the Red Rifle.
Put your SPF on,
SPF
Mr.
2000.
Dalton. All right.
Sponsored by Coppertone.
There's one local game. We'll talk about it next.